Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try a wine from New York in Brotherhood Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, it's a special night tonight because it's not because of this, but anyway, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, folks, on the show tonight is the Triple B.
I feel like I'm always the and also introduction.
Yeah. Maybe he could do better. Could you try this again?
Would you like me to announce her first?
Announce me before your own self.
I'll think about how to do that. Okay, we'll try it. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome everybody to the Wine Vault. It is the Triple B on the show tonight, as well as Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, and me. Well, I'm Rob the Wine Guy.
And also Rob the Wine Guy.
Also, I'm Rob the Wine Guy. Might sound a little creepy that way.
Maybe we should stick to the regular way.
Do you feel like you're just going to call your eyes out trying to do it like that?
No, it's like, you're a creeper. Mm.
I don't think it's because you did it that way.
I think we should stick with the regular intro.
I think we are going to stick with the regular intro. So, folks, on tonight's show, we have America's oldest winery on the show. And I said that.
Allegedly.
I said that during the Wagner episode. That's because I got them confused with this winery.
Oh.
Because this winery, on their website, in their bottle and everything, says America's oldest winery. Established in 1839. Now, those out there that are wine trivia geeks, you will already know this question. And you are completely not invited to ever spend time with me. But nevertheless, this is, unless you're cool, right, unless you bring good wine, then you just don't talk. You just bring the wine, you drop it off, then you go home.
What if they bring Brotherhood and it's not very good?
Well, that's the truth, because tonight we are drinking Brotherhood from Long Island, New York. Yes, we're back in New York tonight. There isn't Wagner on the show. I'm slightly sad about that. And this is their Cabernet from 2016. Jesus. I about had a dog's dumbass rip my headphones out of my head because he's stupid. Thank you.
I don't think it's Long Island, though.
It is actually Long Island, Scott. Well, this is sourced from
Long Island.
But it's located on Long Island as well.
The winery is north of the city.
Well, this is north. This is predominantly North Fork AVA on Long Island.
Oh, so the vine that grows the grape from there.
Are you suggesting that this is not from Long Island?
Brotherhood is from Washingtonville.
Is that north of New York?
It is north of New York.
Oh, I see.
North of New York, west of West Point.
Oh, interesting, because I think that they promote on wine.com when you buy it that it's a Long Island
winery. It did.
Mm-hmm.
But
are they on the island?
So technically it is a Long Island wine because the grape was grown there.
They just their operations are just north of New York City.
Yes.
Probably because of cost and a myriad of other things. And it said sourced where I found it, so I'm suggesting that they're buying it from somebody else. Naturally, that's what sourced means. So, I don't know. You might have.
I was so excited before we started talking.
Yeah.
And everything's just like a little bit of air out of the balloon.
It's not as exciting, is it?
A lot of wines are sourced. You almost take it personal sometimes when they do that.
Well, I don't mind that it's, I mean, it's still like in state and whatever, but I'm like, oh, I thought it was like this super cool old winery. But I'm reading the history of it, and it's like, well, were they really making wine consistently since 1830?
I don't know.
Nine, or are they just using some of the same cellars that were dug?
It's
like one of those things where people are like, oh, we're the very oldest. And it's like, technically, you're using one old cellar, Okay.
Well, I will say that they have a murder mystery coming up Saturday, April 18th, 2020, at 7 p.m. Hooray for Homicide at the Brotherhood Winery. It's $75 per person, all-inclusive.
What does that include?
Dinner, show, and wine. Let's find out what they have for
dinner. Hooray for Homicide?
Hooray for Homicide.
That sounds like Hooray for Homicide.
Our podcast friends. What's that show called? What's the one called that Steve's brother does? True Crime.
Well, they have a new platform. It's Hooray for Homicide.
That's right. Yeah. And there's only 100...
And they're like jazz hands with it, right?
There's only 160 tickets available, folks, so make sure you get your tickets now. We have nothing to do with that, nor will we go. But hooray for Homicide. If you like...
What
if they account? You still have to go there.
We'd go there.
Well, we don't know. We haven't drank their wine yet.
I would still go.
Even if their wine was bad, you would go to Hooray for
Brotherhood
Homicide?
You mean
by comp, they would pay for us to go there.
Oh, just tickets.
I'm not going to drive all the way there for $75 for dinner theater, a murder interactive murder theater. Murder
oh, it's
mystery.
Interactive.
I'd rather be murdered than go to that.
Maybe you could be murdered for that.
I would pay triple to make the wine guy go because he would get pulled up on stage and
I would be like a wet cat the whole damn time. Do they have a stage for these kind of things?
Yeah, they do. They usually do, and then they like light up stuff inside the audience. I think it sounds delightful. You could use maybe some lines from the movie Clue. I think it's a great idea.
Yes.
So maybe your line would be, shut the door. Did anyone recognize you?
They must have. And not only my face. They know every inch of my body.
Actually.
And they're not the only ones. It's you.
Yes. So actually the winery is not sourcing grapes from Long Island. It's their vineyards. They planted them. In the 90s.
But they wrote sourced on their...
I get it.
Make up your mind, everybody. What is it?
Sourced didn't mean what you thought it did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, do you remember several episodes ago, we were talking about wine cellars and caves?
Oh, yes. Rutherford Hill.
Yes. And do you remember me talking about how I felt like it was kind of scary that they were storing years worth of very valuable wine in caves and cellars? And I referenced how bourbon sometimes catches on fire and destroys all of the product.
Okay.
And in that episode, you all dismissed me and said, usually these are much more well done, blah, blah, blah. Well, bourbon is usually kind of a shoddy thing.
No.
Guess what?
What?
This winery in 1999 had a disastrous fire. You are welcome.
But that wasn't necessary.
Why did you wish that on them?
No one...
I didn't wish that on them, but I wasn't stupid for asking that question.
No.
Thank you very much.
Perhaps that was God's will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back, find out if God is in the room tonight when we drink this wine.
Or just fire and brimstone.
That's right.
Could be. Or piss and vinegar here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So, a little breakdown of Brotherhood and Long Island as a whole. Not the island itself, the wine growing there. But Brotherhood, it has actually a pretty wide portfolio. We believe it was bought by a Chilean bloke, right? It
says they have a new partnership.
A new partnership with a Chilean winery.
Which I think means yes.
Yes. And they have several Chilean wines within their portfolio, which I do not believe have anything to do with New York, Long Island, and possibly wine. But they have a full line themselves. We found what we believe to be a non-vintage Cabernet on wine.com for $9.99. Don't want to drink that. This is the vintage. It is a 2016. The 17, I believe, is the current vintage, but that was a recent turnover. I believe there's Pinot Noir, there's Merlot. Is there Cab Franc? There's Riesling, I know that.
Riesling.
And an Ice Wein, perhaps? Well, Ice Wine.
Blanc de Blanc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you, yes.
Dry,
yes.
Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see other things, but you have me.
Yeah, I put you.
On wine.com.
Well, I like to put you in on the spot.
Well, so. You are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Long Island, well, Scott does that. It has three different AVAs. There's Long Island proper, there's North Fulk of Long Island, and then the Hamptons Long Island.
Oh.
This is predominantly, well, it is from North Fulk.
How do they normally...
Fork? North Fulk, or Fork. I'm mispronouncing Fork.
Because it's like, yeah. Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
I get it. How would these normally be ranked?
I don't know that there is kind of a differentiation between a premium and a poopy, because it's all, from what you see, is a little bit of a, I believe North Fork has a little bit more of a stable climate.
Okay.
So there's that. Soil, Hamptons has a silt, loamy, sandy, and gravel soil, where this has more of a sandy and heaven loam dominate in this one. So a little bit different breakdown. But within the AVAs, there's one thing the Triple B will like. If you have a wine from North Fork, there, I got it right, you have to have at least 85% of the grapes in the wine from that AVA.
I'm digging that.
Mm-hmm.
What a wide spectrum of offerings.
There is. I mean,
Harvest Riesling,
mm-hmm.
Carnier, Merlot, Syrah. Malbec, and I kid you not, they do a vintage port.
Well, I've had a port from Long Island. It was called Pinard, and it was pretty good. It was a Cab Franc port. And it's not that expensive. It was like $24 a 750.
Mm. They've got multiple different.
I mean, you're not going to mistake
price points. They've got kitschy little names. I love New York.
You're not going to mistake these things for Portuguese port, or, you know, or Australian port, or Bordeaux for that matter, but some of them aren't bad. They're really not. This wine, they like to say, has more similarities to Bordeaux than California.
Oh, and they still make a white Zin.
It's crazy.
I'm sure that's what they, yeah. So,
it's sold out.
Well, they made eight white cases.
White Zin is just not nearly in vogue as it used to be,
no,
so you don't really see a lot of. People make rosés now or whatever, but...
It's a rosé now. You know, we just call it what it is.
I think that this winery as a whole is around 10,000 case production. That's about the max. So.
For 10,000 cases, they've got a wide spectrum of stuff. You know what looks interesting to me? They have a sparkling Chardonnay. I don't know why that looks interesting
Blanc
to me,
Blanc,
but
you mean?
It does. Sparkling Chardonnay, they're calling it.
I love how you say, you try to correct Scott like he somehow misread Blanc de Blanc.
They do
for
a Blanc de Blanc.
But do you know what I mean?
Where I know. What's the difference?
They do a Blanc de Blanc.
Folks, Blanc de Blanc is 100% Chardonnay, but it's French. I understand why you might not use the term Blanc de Blanc because it's not French, but what?
Made from 100% New York Chardonnay, this sparkling wine is sure to be a crowd pleaser. Dry, crisp, and perfectly balanced. It was named the best sparkler made by any Hudson Valley winery in 2008. It is perfect with brunch fare, sharp cheese, oysters, lobster, appetizers, light meals, and any celebration except yours, Mr. Dern.
It
does look like it's in a neon green bottle, which I think just adds to the festiveness.
So wait a minute. What it was
say,
the
Scott?
Best spark.
It's weird.
Let me
it's like Scott. There's an explosion. Yeah.
Scott,
the
it was
like
the,
it's got kryptonite inside of it.
It was the best sparkling wine within the Hudson Valley in 2008.
Yeah, two qualifiers. That's what that is.
How many sparkly wines were in the Hudson Valley in 2008?
Well, I think Brotherhood makes two or three.
Three, yeah. Okay, yeah. They might have put the finger on the scale, so that one won. Yeah, okay. Well, this wine, folks, this is 6 months on oak. That's about all we got for you. I don't have a breakdown as to what's in there. I suppose that there's mostly Cabernet. There could be a little Cab Franc and Merlot.
It's very dark.
It's not fair. We were talking about the non-vintage Cab they have.
Yeah, we don't know much about that.
It's 2 years on oak.
It's, yeah.
It's
weird. What, Limsonio? I have some odd oak I'm not familiar with. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's a weird, yeah, when you have a cheaper wine that's on oak longer. I don't know what that is.
Maybe just they're keeping their best grape stock for this, so they're going to treat it more with that's oak possible. Top.
I don't know.
Play around with it?
I'm not sure.
Trying to play around with it.
But in the glass, folks, this does look like, well, it looks like Bordeaux because it isn't an ink blot
it's
like
a
Cali
cab.
It's
not as dense as a Cali Cabernet.
No.
It's beautiful, though.
Well, it's a lovely, lovely sheen to it. Dark crimson, slight translucence, but that's what we get with Bordeaux.
A little bit of tartaric acid crystalline.
A little bit. Yeah, I can see that. Well, once again, the wine-making procedures aren't as, you know, they don't have the money.
That might lead us to think that it's acidic.
On the nose.
It smells of Bordeaux versus Cali.
It does have like almost a funk smell on the end, but then it has a sweetness.
What is live yeast?
I get something that's like along the, I don't know, along the lines of something mushroomy in there. Like if you really stick your nose in, I smell something like that.
Well, I get where you're coming from. That's what I'm calling the yeastiness. It's not what we normally would say in a negative thing. This is more like a bakery yeast.
I smell that. Which, there's also something that smells like mushrooms.
Yeah,
baker's yeast
barn-yard-y.
Is not the same smell as what
there's
I'm smelling.
Definitely a dried grass. I smell that. Almost like hay.
You just tried to mansplain to me mushrooms to baker's yeast.
No, I was just saying that's what I think it is. Mm. Do you know what mansplaining is? Let me explain. Yes, I'm going to explain to you what mansplaining is.
I found this funny.
I don't think you know what that term means. I'm just saying. Jesus. That's where I'm saying, no, you mean what you're trying to say is, what's that?
It says.
A man has, I can't.
It's a meme.
Yeah.
Triple B is sharing with Rob a meme
has
to show
to
him
share
the air
his
of his
manly
ways.
Verbs. Okay.
Views. A man has arrived to share his manly views.
Yeah.
So impressive. Let me explain to you what that means.
There is a... Wait, there. Do you all smell something sweet on the end, though?
Vanilla-ish. Mm. Like a blueberry jam, kind of. Not like raspberry. It's not raspberry. I think it's blueberry.
Maybe that's it.
Everything here is so subtle.
Yeah.
I will say this. I stuck my nose... I didn't drink it, but I stuck my nose in it earlier. Uh-huh. And I did not smell that cut... That dried grass smell. That didn't show earlier. It was... actually, the yeast wasn't even... Mm-hmm. It was more of a yeast mm-hmm. with a little bit of blueberry jam and then vanilla. But it's a little bit... I'll say this.
I'm not getting the vanilla very strong.
No, it's there. It's on the back end. But I think you could probably say it's a few different things. I actually kind of like the nose right now. I don't know if it smells appealing, but I like it in the fact that it's interesting.
It's definitely interesting, and it's not. It
smells like hay, almost like a stall, like a barn stall. It's a horsey,
a yeasty.
There's a little bit of that too.
A yeasty barn door.
When I, you know, I'm kind of pulling air through it just mm-hmm. to swirl it around in my cup. That's when it's not a great smelling nose. Well, but when it all kind of settles down, then it's fine and more subtle.
It's interesting. Okay, it's you know, whatever.
It's distinct. It's different.
Oh, it is.
Brotherhood Winery Grand Monarch Champagne, $45.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll say
true money. Hard apple cider.
Oh.
Standard cider. Well. True Believer, $9.99.
Oh, yeah. So much more funk.
Rebel Reserve. True Thirst.
Was this made in Vietnam? Just kind of curious. Smells of the jungle.
I think so.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Like you need to drink it with a machete. No. Here we go.
Oh, we're drinking it?
That's what they tell us to do.
I'm not expecting it to taste like this.
I like the mouthfeel. It's light. It's not this big, bold wine.
We recently had characteristic
yeah.
in this that this wine exhibits. It's a salty. What wine was that? What did we have that was salty?
I don't know if I'd call that this, but let me take a few more sips. Well, no. On the finish, it takes a while to get there. The way the oak comes in, yeah, I agree. There's a little bit of a... It's not salted meat. It's just a hint salty.
It's just salty.
But it's not... But this is...
It's not...
Before, it was like, oh, my God. This is just like, oh, okay. Mm. But it's got some interesting things there aside from that. I like the mouthfeel.
It has a bit of a curl of something in the mid palate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that the oak is
fruit. Well, I mean, I think there's a fruit in there too.
It's not overtly fruity though.
No.
This is one of the leaner cabs we've done on the show that has any merit at all.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But
we've had plenty of lean cabs that were dog shit. This is not in that category.
Is it lean or is it, well, they are, but...
French style.
Yeah, it's French style.
Very distinctly French style.
Yeah.
But it's, I wouldn't expect a French cab to exhibit what we've got here in the glass other than the mouthfeel and the density of it.
The mouthfeel's, I think, excellent.
Yeah. Something that I... So this is an American winery.
Yeah.
The winemaker is Chilean, emulating a French style.
Uh-huh.
That feels like a recipe for disaster, but it's actually very nice.
It is nice, isn't it? I like it. I enjoy it, actually.
I think that's to pick one word to describe it, nice is a good word. This is a really nice wine.
If I was at the refectory and I was eating esoteric food, you know, or any French bistro that was a little heavy, and I was served this wine, that would be nice, because this wine, you sit back and go, this is a little bit different than my everyday.
It does feel, especially for a cab, to be a very complimentary wine of food.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like being so huge it stands on its own, it does seem like it would be a very nice pairing wine.
It doesn't taste like a Pinot, mind you, but it's the same kind of enjoyment factor that you have with a Pinot, or like the Mencias and things like that. Probably because it has almost the same mouthfeel as a Pinot. It's light like a Pinot.
You know, you mentioned not being salted meat, but in a different place, I am getting a hint of red meat here. Just a hint.
What I'm getting on the mid palate with when Becky was saying that curl, let me explain what she meant. No, I'm not going to say that. I catch that grassiness still there. It's just, it's, if anybody's ever baled hay, this is the dried hay. I mean, it just is. And I'm assuming there's a lot of meadows there. And
for me, right with that, right when the tannins kick in, that's where I'm getting red meat.
Yeah, but it's all so subtle. I mean,
it is.
Normally we're associating with red meat with something from Languedoc that is once
big.
Stab you in the heart. Yeah. And this
is not that.
No, this does not do that. And it's...
This has a dryness that kind of builds. It's like my first taste, you know, my first mouthful. I didn't have that sense of astringency. I didn't have that sense of dryness. But like right now, the roof of my mouth is still washed in astringency. Four pulls in, maybe. It's a dryness that builds per se. You know how you can sometimes have food with a heat that builds?
Yeah. Oh, sure. There's a crescendo of dryness, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's not an overly tannic wine, but there is some nice tannin in there that you find, which is just a really nice compliment to the wine.
Well, they're persistent. It's a
very nice compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And if the wine was bigger, I'm not sure the tannins would hold up if it had this big fruit front palate.
I like this as it is.
I like this just as it is.
I would like it if you replaced the grassiness with floral notes, but that's going to be weird for Cabernet.
I like it just the way it is.
But I like wines like this, and I like other wines like they are. I mean,
sometimes when you read a wine reviewer and they talk about a wine being nice and balanced, And it, you're kind of like, oh, okay, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
This wine is, to me, balanced. None of the flavors are too much. They're all kind of like nuanced within the wine.
Yeah.
And so I would say this is a nice and balanced wine, meaning that is such a compliment to the wine.
Yeah, it's balanced with itself. It's not balanced to bonanza.
The oaking, right. The oaking is balanced. Mm-hmm. It's not overly oaked. It's not overly, nothing within it is over the top.
And that
I kind of expected something to be over the top in it. Like, there just to be one aspect of it that was really
something
off-kilter.
Something out of place.
I think they say that for I Love New York. But
this was just real. This is a very nice drinking wine.
Well, that says, though, from the dignity of the winemaker saying, hey, this is my grape stock. This is what I've got. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to fuck it up. I'm not going to try to be sledgehammer or do something dumb. Mm-hmm. And I just keep it within itself and run down that road. If that means that it'll be people that don't like it, that's all right. We only made 4,000 cases anyway. And you charge $14.99 for it.
Yeah.
That's good wine. Mm-hmm. That's a great wine.
And for a small production winery to make something affordable and approachable.
Yeah.
This is not. So if you're red wine and you like Cali and you like all those sexy, silky red blends that Rob's tired of.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is not that.
I would drink this every day of the week over that.
Yeah.
But this could kind of get you ready for French red wines, maybe?
It's a big nod and a wink. I mean, it is an homage to French wine.
Yeah.
Which Trump wine was also an homage, but it was a little showier. I'm sorry.
It's puked. Sorry.
But this is a definite homage to that. It reminds me a little bit of like the...
Your friend Jeff's wanting to make sure you're okay on
wine.com. Yeah.
Wait a minute. He's my friend Jeff. He asked me earlier if I needed any help.
I honestly just kind of feel like he's the fourth member of the regular cast of the show.
That's true.
We just, you know, episodically will respond to Jeff, who always asks us, can I help you find a great wine? We always say, no, but I would like you to help me find a shitty wine.
Like, no, would you like me to help you find a great wine? Because Scott's always on Sledgehammer. Like, no, can we help you find a great wine? Let me recommend a wine for you. What are you recommending? I'm recommending Zen of Zen. No, you're not.
Yeah. I will say, so this is our second Finger Lakes-ish, right? This is roughly...
This is different.
But it says...
It's not quite up there.
Yeah. They don't know where they are. We've already established that.
Okay.
They're just up the Hudson River from the city.
Yeah.
Hudson Valley.
And then the
Finger Lakes are a couple hours
away. It's a little bit...
Central.
North and west.
More.
Well, it's a microclimate. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is our second non-California, non-like traditional wine spot in the U.S. I'm a fan. I'm glad we're doing some of these.
Absolutely. It's great. And this is the thing. You can buy these. We bought this on wine.com. You can buy Wagner on wine.com. You can buy a lot of things from the Finger Lakes and New York, Long Island. Mm-hmm. Pinar is on there. Pindar is on there.
Australian, Russian.
Yeah, you can buy him on wine. There's probably a website you can buy him on, but still, you're probably better off with the port from the Long Island one. But still, there's so many different options on wine.com, and they've done a good job curating a list there.
Was this on the top 100 value list?
No, it's not gone to review that I could find. Not this vintage anyway.
I thought somebody talked this up.
No, I think that we just saw it and said, oh, that's a good price, and then you bought it.
Yeah, I think this was in my end-of-year sale.
You bought this, and I bought Wagner.
Correct.
Yeah, Wagner got the 90 from Parker. So, and it's different than this. I mean, it's a different wine, but I'm probably partial to the Wagners because I think they're great. But I like this a lot.
This is completely different stylistically.
Yes, and this also needed to decant. I had this open since 8 o'clock, and it needed, you know, when the nose changed, obviously, and it's giving me allergies actually because I can smell the cut grass, and my brain thinks it's actually cut grass, and my nose is running. But still, that's not a joke. That really is what's happening to me. But still, we mixed that up, and what was I saying? I don't know.
It needed decanted.
It did. Because it's
if you had a rough day, we're gonna revisit this
topic right mm-hmm. now. Have you had a rough day?
I wouldn't say so.
No?
No.
No?
No, it was all right. Had Massey's pizza, but we went into Marco's accidentally.
That did happen.
You ordered Massey's pizza and went in the wrong pizza shop.
I didn't know. I thought it was. I wasn't paying attention. And Henry, when we come back out, he goes, I saw it was Marco's. I went, why didn't you tell me? He goes, well, I don't know. I saw it on their hat. He goes, I don't know what to tell you. When you went back out to get your phone to show them your order, I was like, well, you'll find out.
You went back out yeah. to your...
And he goes, like, Henry goes, hey, yeah, he'll find out eventually. And so, yeah. By the way, the Massey's is jank down there.
Where is it?
It's down there by Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
Oh, God.
You ate food from there. I walk in, I'm like, whew.
I would never, if I had known that's where it was from, I would have just seen it on the fridge.
Ollie's Bargain Outlet. And we went in there.
I like Ollie's. I don't go in there often. I like Ollie's.
It's nasty. It smells like a fucking cigarette. But the Massey's was full of people. And they were all like, they look at you and they're like families. I'm like, you don't belong in these here parts. They don't like give me dirt. I was like, go fuck yourself. I mean, like, it's not my fault you eat in a really nasty strip mall in Lancaster. Do better. I mean, what the fuck? Go to Fat Cat's Pizza. I mean, why are you here anyway? This pizza's not very good. It's not. Massey's Pizza isn't very good. Although, we got the boys a deep dish.
The Godfather?
No, it was just, they just like cheese. So, it was a 12.
Gotcha. And, no, it's good.
Oh, it looked good.
It looked amazing.
I didn't try it.
But. It looked like it had like all Massey's kinds of cheese all over
yes. it. We went to the one up in Canal. We liked it.
We used to get the Godfather. That was our go-to.
Yeah, what's
pie? That? It's the thick crust. I think it's double pepperoni, sausage, and tomatoes. Maybe.
Yeah, this one was just
no. There is no better pizza than the place on Bryce.
Oh,
you like literally.
Yeah,
it's because they have very garlic
sausage. The pepperoni that gluten free is the best.
I've never had their gluten free. I didn't know they had a gluten free.
Yeah,
I like Shirky's in Carroll, Ohio. Shirky's good. They have cauliflower too.
Mine now. Else.
It's fine. They, I've gotten really sick there from cross contamination, but
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, but I know people lose their mind over it. I feel like for us, like a staple is Christie's pizza.
Yeah,
which is a Christie's local chain here. Their sauce is a little bit sweeter.
You gotta, yeah. If you don't like it, I get it because you either like it or you don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like Planks on Parsons, that whole sugar on the crust, sugar in the sauce.
Well, yeah. But yeah.
The all-time best pizza, though, is from my hometown, Giovanni's.
Except for their cauliflower crust is nasty.
No, it's all delicious. It's super thin crust, but not crispy.
Their regular stuff is delicious, guy. You would love it. You really would.
Long pieces, tons New York of style. Cheese, real drippy.
But it's nice. Really New York style.
God.
Where it you is. Fold it and it has the same kind of
nice
chewiness, but
the stretch. It's got to have a
yes,
stretch.
That's exactly it has stretch. It. Exactly
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very good. You ate 18 pieces of that. You're like, why am I fat?
And then you're like, we'll buy an extra pizza so we have some left over. And
late night Mikey's slice good.
No, that's what it is. That's gotcha. Exactly what it is. Well, don't they make like a 22-inch pizza or something ridiculous? They have like an extra, extra large.
Yeah.
Like, why am I fat? Well, let me explain to you.
I love when I try to get it every time we're in Kentucky, and they're gluten-free. They have a gluten-free. It used to be really good. Then they moved to a cauliflower crust. It's fine. But the cheese is, there's.
He's still laughing.
I'm thinking more, why can't I see my feet?
I don't know. Oh, you're just making fat jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. They also do a baked spaghetti that's really, really, really good.
That is good. Mm-hmm. Once again, not good for
their
you,
baked but spaghetti it's delicious. Is huge. My mom can eat off of it for like four meals.
Oh, it's delicious. I've gotten it before.
So good.
Then I had to go on a diet, but I used to. It was really. It is really, really good. It's delicious. You
My
know?
Favorite pizza shop pasta though is baked gnocchi.
Oh,
no.
You're not a huge gnocchi fan.
No, I'm not. I don't at all, actually. Pierogies, I'm okay with pierogies in that one place you go to. In German Village, what the hell is that place?
It changed hands.
Oh, did it? That was good. But I don't like gnocchi. Don't like it.
His pierogies were good, not as good as Cherry Street Pub. Mm-hmm. Not because Barley's would do them on a special.
You're right. I have. I've had the dude. No, what was it called? The Big Lebowski at.
Yes. At Cherry Street. It's delicious.
It was good.
Trader Joe's has a cauliflower gnocchi right now.
Really?
But it's still pretty high in carbs, which is like upsetting. And it's, I mean, maybe it would be like an alternative, you know, like not all the way. I've made it. I am not a huge, huge gnocchi fan.
Mm-hmm. I used to do a Michael Simon recipe that had no potatoes in the gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
It was flour-based, lemon zest in it.
Oh.
Red peppers. Delicious.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, I'm going to ask a simple question of everybody. And we're going to go around the room. I'm going to start off with a triple B. What wine region that you don't have any experience with that you can think of right offhand?
Okay. Can I have a little bit more wine?
Sure. That you don't have any experience with, but you'd like to know more about and be more involved and drink more of?
Well, I think it would be the Finger Lakes for sure. I've talked about it before. Oh. I don't know very much about it at all. I've had maybe two wines. But I would love, we've talked quite a bit about going there, exploring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it would be an amazing, it's really not that far from us at all.
No. About 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. A really nice trip there. I think it's a beautiful area anyways. And then it would just be really nice to go and relax and drink some wine there. So for me, it would be Finger Lakes for sure. That's an area that I wish I'm a little bit disappointed at. We haven't drank more from.
Hey, and maybe you take a day trip down the Hudson Valley after you're visiting the Finger Lakes.
Mm.
Pop in the city, go to a local wine
go
merchant,
buy some stuff. Go see
Mr. Mm. Now, the unlicensed. I'll wait to hear this one.
Texas. Texas is an undervalued wine.
Yeah. Everything's better.
Tejas.
Down in the heart of Texas. You know, allegedly, Western Canada's making some decent wines.
Like Vancouver-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's true. I think we something we should try on the show.
I didn't mean necessarily like obtuse shit that no one's ever seen anywhere.
I also think, you know, based on our trials and travails with the president, we should try some more wines from Virginia in his region.
How about Minnesota wines?
How about Minnesota? How about Ohio wines? No, let's not.
Western Canada.
No, serious.
You dingus.
Western Canada's fine.
There aren't anything. There's nothing available there.
Appletagua's region that recently created AVA, Chocagua Valley. Yeah, am I saying that right? I you know if. Appletagua is so good. What isn't there other stuff out there we could try? Be interested to see. Is that just specific vintner hitting a home run? Or, in fact, are the grapes from there something special?
Well, where was the Santa Carolina Pinot from?
Not from there.
No, it was real from thereabouts. Santa. No.
You were getting Santa Carolina Santa back when you were
Carolina.
Young. Now you're just decrepit.
I would like to try more Argentinian Malbecs myself. That's just where I'm at. No. One wine that we just bought more of, which will be in Iowa, was Aras de Pirque.
What?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Love.
It was. It's going to be released on a Wednesday episode, probably.
Weren't we criticized for that being so good on a second episode?
That was a second episode wine, wasn't it?
Did we get criticized for that?
We did get criticized for that.
You get criticized every week because every week you put your second wine in the
whole thing. Not last week.
But now that you tasted that and you
one out of 60
enjoyed it.
Well, I bought Hogue for you to drink too.
First what he did
though. Did you buy the Hogue?
No.
You should.
Why?
She wouldn't like it.
People would see me doing that.
What he did, but Scott, was it Thursday night or Friday night that we had Oberon?
Oberon.
Friday night? Oberon. Baron. We had Baron. Friday night.
We drank a little bit too much wine this week, yes.
Yeah, we've drank Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
You can never drink too much
and
wine.
And Wednesday. Wednesday,
did
too.
Did we drink Wednesday?
I did.
You did. I didn't.
Okay. No, we drank Bogle Olvine's Inn. Drank a bottle of that.
Yeah.
And then we drank a little bit of Baron on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Well, no. We drank 7/8 of a bottle of Baron on Thursday.
It's the Sonoma?
Yes. Then we drank, the 8th of Baron on Friday. And then we drank also a bottle of Turley's Frederick Vineyard from Sonoma, which was wonderful. It had Mediterranean spices and it was wonderful. That was that night. And then last night, the Ars de Pirque.
Yes. Yeah. So the night that we had the leftover Baron, Rob always makes me guess what the wine is. I took two drinks and I was like, Rob, this is leftover Baron. I knew immediately because it's such a huge, huge wine.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it was very good.
So, yeah, he's getting brazen with that.
I know.
Well, you know, it's Becky's favorite game.
Sometimes I don't have the patience for it.
That's true.
I get so mad.
That's true, you do.
Do you have any good wine this weekend?
Was Frederick's... What year did you guys have?
14.
Was that the first offering?
I don't know.
It's a relatively new offering for Turley. I don't know if that was their first offering.
Might have been. It was very good.
It was. It was very acidic on the front.
Yes, it was.
Almost like spritzy. Not in a bad way. That sounds negative, but it was just like...
Spritzy, it wasn't light. It had a little bit of a twinkle on the tip of your tongue.
Yes.
I had $28 on a card, so I had to go to tastings because they went under this weekend.
Oh, they did. They went out.
They went under. That's why I was there. Oh, wow. I showed you those.
That's depressing for them.
Yeah.
So I had a nice...
That stinks. That's such a cool idea.
Vin de Pai.
Uh-huh.
And I sent... That was nice. My first sip of it, I wasn't sure. I thought it was a little too acidic, but... It's just a nice little Beaujolais. It's just a nice little new wine.
I think that the whole concept of that is nice, but only in certain areas. And there wasn't any food to speak of there. It's just too expensive, too.
Yeah.
It's just too expensive.
Some of it wasn't, though.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to drink that stuff. And they weren't reliably switching out the bottles. So,
we did have some problems.
And so, I mean, when you have wine that you go in there and it's been on nitro for so damn long and it just tastes a frickin' ass, nobody wants to drink it. And it was also a very expensive layout there. I mean,
they had a lot of money in it.
Yeah, it just wasn't something that
I probably was there 10 times, maybe a dozen. Ooh. And seriously, only one time was it dead.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't alive. It wasn't this. You have
funny,
to have a.
I was there on a Wednesday. It was freaking packed. They should have announced they were closing a lot sooner. Mm. Maybe they'd still be in business.
Mm.
What was the other one I sent you? I forget what the first pour was.
Sweet berry wine, I think is what
it was. No. It wasn't random at all. It was... Oh, you know what? I only had two glasses and then left. They had a Kay Vintner's Viognier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No Syrah?
Did not have the Syrah. No. Although, did I mention that I have... that in my cellar.
Wow. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey.
And we're back, folks. So the 2016 Brotherhood Cabernet from New York, sourced or grown on Long Island in North Fork, AVA. So we're going to go over to Triple B and we're going to get a review, which will be accurate and fair.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll explain it.
The only reason I'm not getting really pissed is because you're wearing a really nice Louisville hat.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of old and browbeaten, so you can get pissed.
It's just well-loved.
Okay.
It's a well-loved Louisville hat, wouldn't you say?
I like this hat.
So, some words I wrote down were nice, balanced, nuanced, which I think is... I still love a huge Californian cab for sure, mm-hmm. but I think as we all have discussed, we're all getting more into the nuanced flavors. We're starting to appreciate that more. We don't need to be beat over the head with flavors.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something really nice to be said for the subtlety that you're able to pull out of wine. It does have the elevated mouthfeel, which Rob touched on. The oaking is really light. I don't know that this is a cab that you could hold for a really long time. And, you know, some of them, they get so much better with age. I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but this is a great wine. I think it's a wine that makes me more great wine. This is a good wine. It makes me more intrigued to drink from this area. I don't know how much some of the other offerings Brotherhood has seem questionable, but I would certainly try others from this winery because this is very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I would give this an 88. Oh. Really, really good.
It's a good score.
Yeah. Really good. It's not a great wine, but it makes me want to expand away from Cali and drink more domestic stuff. We're having some nice experiences.
Yep.
This continues that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 87.
Ooh.
I'm not sure what my range would be. I'm 87. It's really good. The thing I think where I differ from the two of you on this is the mouthfeel for me, it's a little too lean. I wish this had a little more something to it, a little oiliness, something like that.
Oiliness?
Just a little something else with the mouthfeel. Just a little something.
Well, you can just put a little cayenne in it and give yourself a little kick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I could just beat my head against the wall. No.
You can do that if you'd like. I've got some concrete right here.
Yeah, there is. No,
it won't hurt it.
I like this wine. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this wine. There is not a flaw in this wine. It's interesting. Almost to the point of it's unusually interesting.
Fascinating.
I don't know about that.
Well, that doesn't mean it. I mean, fascinating does not equate a 90, but you know.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I would buy this again.
That's what
it comes down to.
As would I. And I'm providing this with 88 of my points. I like the mouthfeel. I had written down. It is a 87, 88. I mean, I would agree with that. 87 to 89, I think, is the range on this wine. I would prefer the grassiness be a floral element, but that's just me. Hey, whatever. But I love the mouthfeel. I really do. I like the linear notes to it. I like the way the finish is tannic but drawn out and not this grippy thing. It is just a slow burn of a wine, and I enjoy that. I enjoy the fact it's restrained. I enjoy that it's not jazzy. I enjoy that it's completely not California in any way, and I enjoy that immensely. It's such a nice breather. Are you going to mansplain now?
The one thing that we haven't mentioned about this thing, it's not manipulated in
any
way.
No, it's not. It's natural.
They've done, this is so well done.
Yeah, and the decanter is dry, too. We all like it. And also, value priced, Hall of Fame for Brotherhood.
Very well done.
Yes, tip of the cap to Brotherhood.
Tip of the cap, New York. How you doing, New York?
Yes.
New York.
Tip of the cap.
State.
Bravo. Not as good as the Wagner Cab Franc, but how many things can be, really?
Well.
Different wine.
Different wine.
But I enjoy this immensely, and
freaking
I would buy this
Long
again.
Island, man. Yeah. It's freaking Long Island.
I would if I saw this on a menu somewhere.
Oh, I'd be so happy.
That'd be great.
Be so happy.
Love it. I'd love it.
I'd be so happy to see this.
So good job, Brotherhood. You make good Cabernet.
Tip the fucking cap. I want to try some of their other stuff. I agree. Yep. Some of it looks touristy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Touristy. I mean, okay, not going to buy that. Folks, get on their website and look around. It's shocking how many offerings they have. How many offerings they have under $10? I would like to try their vintage port.
You would like to go to their murder mystery.
I would love to go to their murder mystery.
What's it called? Hooray Homicide?
Hooray for Homicide.
Hooray for Homicide.
You could sing that. You might be able to.
I think you and Depp need to make a road trip and go.
Maybe you could sing Big 10-inch for them.
Dun, 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 dun. Got me the strangest woman.
What would you wear to Hooray for Homicide? No sense.
What?
What would you wear to Hooray for Homicide?
Is Scott
velvet
there?
Velvet suit coat.
Yes.
My
what color?
FU effing F t-shirt, red jeans, and unlaced Fred Taylor Converse All Stars.
Strangely enough, you have all those clothes.
But I have none of those
clothes. Am I there
what
with
color? The velvet? I have the velvet jacket.
What color velvet jacket?
It's black.
Okay. What would you wear, Rob?
It's a black.
Am I there with Scott?
FU effing F t-shirt's black.
Because if I was there with Scott, I'd be like, I'm with stupid. what I wear? I would just wear clothes. But what am I supposed to wear?
Cowboy boots.
I feel
corduroy
like
corduroy pants.
I don't have corduroy pants. Dick
jacket with elbow pads.
I don't have that either, dumbass.
I feel like we.
I would look fucking sexy.
If we went, we should
sexy
try to dress up like we were on Clue.
Sexy. Oh wait, what?
I'll be Miss Scarlet.
Okay. What?
That's right.
What's the guy's name with the kind of big eyeballs? It's on Clue. He's famous. Brown hair. He's like the main guy. What's his
John
name?
John Cleese. No.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry.
Yeah, him. You could be him. You could dress
Wadsworth?
Up like him. Yeah, Wadsworth.
Hey, so I just dress up with
Wadsworth.
Tails and a tuxedo?
Hey, Wadsworth.
But you have to do his eyeballs. His eyeballs are huge.
Well, not normally. He's just acting.
I know. That's why I'm saying you have to be
keep
him.
That to yourself. The listeners don't care about that. God. Next thing you know, we'll be playing Native American Indian chant songs.
Scott, would you be Mr. Body?
Mr. Bodie.
I wouldn't miss. So,
Mr. Bodie.
For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B. We are going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.
Good night.